From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Reminds me, I'll have to set up an appointment soon with a bank or my credit union or something too. Yeah, baby! Feedback Central!
God damn it.
I'm gonna fucking hurl every piece of this fucking equipment out the goddamn window. Take the rest of the fucking season off. I don't give a shit. I'll make an appointment soon to kind of get that dialed in. I kind of figure out I'm a first time home buyer at 50.
Yeah.
Almost 51. So I got to sit down and go, oh, gee whiz, do I really have to give you a 20% or, you know, without getting my, you know, without getting raped on the fucking monthly?
Right.
That's the main thing, right? I mean,
yeah.
It'd
be good to sit down and talk to somebody.
Yeah, I
got to
make an appointment soon. I keep forgetting to, you know, between
you
that.
You
got
to make an appointment like with your bank or something?
That's where I'll start. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sit down. Get some knowledge. And
yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. We've been working on the equipment for an hour and almost a quarter, I want to say. And we still got that background hum that you were hearing in episodes past. And we don't know how to account for it. I don't know what to fucking do about it. I don't know. It's the podcast.
Sat here for an hour, and it happened a couple of times. Now it happened twice in the last.
It's the podcast that can't get its sound right. This whole season, we haven't had our sound right. Like, my microphone was off, and then we had this, and then now my microphone seems to be okay, but then now we got this thing back, and I don't know how to fucking account for it.
Keep talking, I'll be right back.
Oh, I'll keep fucking talking. What the fuck is happening? Okay. Jeff has left the show, which I guess he couldn't have done that in any of the previous, you know, 75 minutes we worked on this, but.
Something just occurred to me.
Oh, is that right? All right.
It's a long shot.
I'm listening. Let's go.
In the other room, there's a fluorescent light on. Sometimes. I don't know.
Well, we'll just.
I've seen him fuck with shit before, but.
Okay, well.
I'm not going to hold my breath, but.
Well.
You know, we'll see.
No, I don't know. I don't know how else to account for it. I just know that here we are, back at TGO Radio. Brian, Jeff, Doug reach around in the ever-shrinking corner of the room where he...
Brian, Jeff, Doug, the mysterious static, and you.
Yes. Yeah. It's the static, you're just going to have to live with it now. I mean, it's just it's been 75 minutes. We've been working on it. You, the listener, will just have to tolerate it. I'm sorry. It's just you know, if you're ever under the illusion we are under any, you know, kind of professional podcast, that has long since passed. So sorry about that. Oh yeah, baby. Fuck yeah.
Now it's going to fucking show up.
Every fucking 2 minutes. I just want to unplug my mic when it happens and see.
It's not a cable.
I just don't know what else it could be. Is it time to get a new mixer?
I don't think it's anything with the equipment. I think there's some kind of interference from something.
Well, I got it to
quit. An electrical product of some kind, something.
I got it to quit doing it at my house.
I think that was cable related. I do. I think that because you could wiggle that cable and get it to do it.
Wiggle it just a little bit. Remember the old cell phones? You know, you'd get a text.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Those of a certain age will remember.
Yeah.
It's TGO Radio, everybody. We're recording on Friday, June 16th. Jeff was on vacation this week. That's why I had the nerve to ask him to record on a Friday, because I'll tell you, yesterday I hit the wall about 1 and I did not have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not. It was because I spent Tuesday and Wednesday at the casino. And speaking of that, Jeff and I and Trixie were at the casino together. So this was
a week ago.
June 9th in real time. Our shows are always a few weeks ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, June 9th in real time, we were all out in public together, which never happens unless there's someone dying.
Right, yeah.
And a fucking dog dying. But it almost never happens that we're in the same place together unless someone has fallen ill or died or whatever. And so that's where we were out at the casino together, and I was hitting.
Yeah, you were.
And then you guys went to eat, and I fucking fell in the shitter. It was so bad, I texted Jeff, and I go, look,
shove it in your mouth and get the fuck back out here.
When you leave, I'm leaving with you. You guys left. I ended up down $100 in the time you guys were gone.
Damn. You were still sitting at that one machine too, weren't you?
Yeah.
I
went up from whatever I was up to down $100 when you guys went to eat. Huh. It was like a switch was flipped. I couldn't earn a dollar. It was weird.
Hmm.
So I left down $100 that night. So... yeah.
Fucking weird.
It was bizarre. But I went Tuesday and Wednesday night, put in a half a shift both nights.
Yeah.
First night I lost everything. Second night I lost only $60. But I was down big and fought my way back. And I would almost rather do that than hit big from the start.
Well, because then you don't get the satisfaction of being there and having fun.
Yeah. And I went, look, I mean, and I hate to, you know, people who listen to this show, I hear the same thing every, you know, the same five things every week. I'll give you a couple, $200-$400. Just show me a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, let me see some flashing lights, mm-hmm. get some endorphins going to my monkey brain. You know, let me be thrilled and entertained. But yeah.
You know what?
I'll give you some fucking money.
We did that. Trixie and I did that last year. We were up at the same brand casino that we go to, but the smaller one up here.
Well, I went up to the smaller one for the first time last weekend.
Yeah.
Or 2 weekends ago. Holy shit. That
fucking small one, man. It's about as big as this house.
Whoa. That's a small fucking casino. But wow.
We were there. We had been there for about an hour. And we usually walk in and split up. Yeah. You know, just go play the machines we like to play and shit. And I sat down at...
this last weekend I was up there.
One of them piggy bank machines.
Oh, yeah.
With the wolf.
Yeah, yeah.
The pigs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
the three little pigs machine.
Three little, thank you. Yes, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Three little pigs machine. And brother, I hit on that motherfucker. I hit big
on
that one. I won like a couple $100.
No,
and we always start with $100 each.
Yeah.
That's all we take.
Rookie.
And I know. No, and when we're out, we're done.
Yeah.
And I sat down at one machine and started playing, and it wasn't hitting. And I got up. I'm like, fuck this. And I went, found the three little pigs machine, and brother, I had that fucker up $200. I cashed out.
Oh, shit.
I went and found Trixie and said, I'm done. I'm leaving here with some fucking money. Fuck this.
It was just fucking, can we talk about what's in my phone? So half of the people I text on a regular basis are not in my phone as themselves. You're in my phone as Malt Fizz Me.
Malt Fizz Me.
She's in my phone as Trixie Fizz Me.
Trixie Fizz Me.
So I get a text message from her to both of us the other night, and I go, who the fuck, what, Trixie Fizz Me? Oh, okay. I had to think about
Trixie
it.
Trixie Fizz Me.
My buddy Mike is in my phone as Morbidly Obese.
Morbidly Obese?
Yeah. So, Morbidly O apostrophe Beast.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
We were walking. We were walking out of...
Did Mike get fat?
No.
Okay, I say he's always been skinny.
But we were walking out of... We were in the Jeep after we had just walked out of Cracker Barrel. And these two great big fat women came walking past, and I go, listen, I'm fat. But if you're fatter than me, you're a fucking piece of garbage. Like, these women are fucking enormous. And Mike goes, he meant to say morbidly obese, I'm sure. But what he said was morbidly obese. So that's how I have him in my phone.
That's very funny. Oh, morbidly obese.
I fucking howled. Oh, God, I laughed.
That's funny.
And then the girl at the maid service downstairs is in my phone as Fob Life.
As what?
Fob, F-O-B, Fob Life. And you got a fob to get yourself into a building. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
She's been a few things in my phone, though. Cherry Pop-Tarts, Fun Size Human. She's been a few things in my phone. So, but
nice.
But no one's in there by their real fucking name, you know, is my point of all this.
Well, why would they be? Mm-hmm. Although I think you're the only one in my phone that's in under an alias.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like on purpose or anything, just, you know.
No, it's Pastor Daddy,
Pastor
right?
Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 I walk in, Trixie goes, the pastor? I'm like, yeah.
I always say, you know, hey, going to the pastor's house tonight, or you know, I'll be mm-hmm. at the pastor's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know.
Got to go to church.
So we went to, we hit some little Chinese girl karate game, and I hit big on that. So I went and bought Jeff a beer, and.
Yep.
And, man, I was fucking hitting on it. And
that game's fun when it's going.
It's fun, right?
That little Chinese girl game. Yeah.
Or Japanese girl, whatever she
is. Whatever. Fucking slant-eyed game.
Well, if she was a Chinese girl, she'd have been making iPhones instead of... So.
Nice.
I bought an iPhone the other day.
What?
Yeah.
You bought an iPhone? Why? Yeah.
It's a year old. It's a year and a half old. But
what are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
Okay.
No. Maybe activated at some point. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I have to get it unlocked.
Do you use iPhone in the past?
My last job, my company phone was an iPhone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So I'm not unfamiliar with it.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. It's a good platform.
I'm not going to pay $1,000 for a phone. That's
exactly.
Why I don't own one.
Yeah.
Well, I know somebody who needed the money, and so I kind of offered her a couple $100 for it. So I'm sitting at home, and I'll have to get it unlocked, and I can throw my SIM card in there, and you know.
Do iPhones take normal everyday SIM cards? Do they have their own proprietary fucking SIM card?
That's great.
Jesus
no,
Christ!
No, but you're not wrong for asking. I've
got
have
a SIM card shaped like a fucking apple with a bite out of it.
Yeah,
fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, you're not wrong for asking. I would have to get it unlocked, put my SIM card in it, but there's no, you know. Everything's Bluetooth. Everything is, you know.
Yeah, right. No, well, that's the same. Yeah.
But, you know. It's,
right on.
But that's why I buy Android, because I want to buy a new phone every year or a year and a half, and I can. You know, if I buy an iPhone, it's, well, you can make payments on it. Why the fuck would I make payments? I don't want to make payments on a car. Why would I make one on a fucking phone?
I don't want to make payments on my phone.
No, that's bananas. Why would you even consider that? Well, it's only like $13 a month, still a payment, and I don't want to fucking do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were out gambling together, and we were. We killed a couple hours together the other
night. We did,
yeah.
Yeah. It was all right. That fucking buffet was good.
Was it? Buddy, I should have gone in there with you. How much was it to get in, though?
It's
a little salty?
Yeah.
Was it $30?
Uh-huh.
No shit, huh?
Wow. I mean, you know, food's good.
Yeah. Well,
see that fucking piece of prime rib I sent you?
Yeah.
I asked the guy, I said, you know, he says, you want a thin, fixed lie? I said, you know, medium. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was.
Cow didn't have any fucking rib cage left when he got done sawing off that piece. Fuck.
I'll tell you what a gambling addict I'm on the verge of becoming. I'm
the verge of becoming.
I feel no hunger. I barely register that I got a piss.
Really?
Yeah, it's. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
I'm sorry, I wish you could see me because I'm kind of looking at him, but
yeah.
I just have never been addicted to anything like that. That's weird. Huh.
I can stop at any time. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't stop. I just won't.
Motherfucker, if I go to your house and I find Depends hanging around and you're wearing them to the fucking casino...
No, but
I'll
it is,
drag you to a fucking Gamblers Anonymous meeting.
It is like I will walk to a machine, know I have to piss, sit down anyway, and then that feeling just goes away.
Wow. Do you feel your legs getting warm or anything?
I will not be hungry. It's when I'm in front of it. Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah. I wasn't going to go tonight. Now I might have to.
We're fucking talking about it. I see his eyes lighten up.
Uh-huh.
You
know
brother.
What? We haven't had feedback, and you know what changed?
Shut up!
Do you know what changed?
I turned that light on.
I put my phone over on the other table. That can't possibly be it.
Can't be it.
No, it can't be.
It has not shown up, has it?
Nope.
Jesus Christ, I hate to even fucking talk about
it. I mean,
mine's still sitting right here, but
when I tell you that I have zero show, I've got a hodgepodge of fucking nonsense, and maybe we can make something out of it. But so there is just not a lot happening.
The ex, wife. Mother of my children.
Yeah.
Getting divorced for a second time.
Well, we've talked about that on the show.
It's happening. It's official.
It's happening, Captain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The guy that she married and moved into his house, he's moving out, so, of his own house.
He's moving. He's moving out of a house he bought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know why divorce is so expensive, don't you?
No, why?
It's worth it. In that case, this cat's willing to lose a fucking house.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that's wild.
Isn't that crazy? Just sitting back with a bowl of popcorn, fucking getting the details as they come in from the kids.
Now, I remember vividly, though, in the... because Jeff and I didn't talk for a few years because his first wife hated me. I remember vividly during that divorce, you being the problem, though.
I was assured that
you were the problem. And I think for a long time, you believed you were the problem, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Huh. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, it's amazing how once we separated and I got away from her, I didn't need fucking medication anymore to feel better. Honestly, that was probably what... That was probably one of the things that helped me out the most. Like, wow, I actually feel better. A lot of the anxiety's gone. I mean, it took me a few years to get my head screwed back on straight. It did.
It did. It
took me a couple years.
It did. It did. It did. It but did, they're good kids.
But instantly, it's like, wow, it's amazing.
Huh.
How, you know, I feel like there's a fucking 15,000-pound gorilla on my shoulders.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of recommends that medication might not always be the way.
Well, definitely could be the surroundings you're in and the person or people you're associating with.
And you know what? My son's mother forced that on him at a certain age and come to find out, they might have been the fucking problem.
Yep. So, yeah, anyway, it'd be fun to watch that develop.
Jeff, O.J. Simpson has got stuff he wants to tell you about.
Does he?
Yep.
What's O.J. got to say?
Well,
What's the gravy got for me? Has he got wisdom?
First thing he wants to talk to you about is, you know, he is depressed about the media. That's the first thing he wants to talk to you about.
He is?
Yep.
What happened?
Well, we'll find out.
Tell me, gravy.
Hey, Twitter world. Yours truly here. Let me see if I got this right. Don't trust the media. Don't trust our security agencies, FBI, CIA. Don't trust the Justice Department. Don't trust the executive office. And don't...
I wish that was a fucking... the Enola Gay flying over him right there. Cocksucker.
Wish it was... wish it was... Buddy Holly's plane followed by Newt Rockne's coming in for a landing.
Followed by... John Denver's, followed by Will Rogers' plane, followed by Leonard Skinner's plane, followed by Randy Rhoads' helicopter.
Oh, Jesus.
Followed by
Stevie Ray Vaughan's helicopter. Did we get them all?
Followed by the 9/11 planes.
Yeah, there you go.
Followed by.
Which was the Enola Gay.
I'll even settle for Lockerbie for the purposes of this joke. The Lockerbie bombing.
Hey, we found that Malaysian flight. Landed on the gravy.
The one that,
that's so the one that disappeared good. Over the Indian Ocean or whatever.
Oh, it sure did. Yeah, quote, boy. Unquote, disappeared. Allegedly.
Hey, Twitter world. Yours truly here.
Boy, you know, he just sounds sad.
Hey, Twitter world.
Hey, Twitter world.
This is Eeyore, I mean OJ.
Spree killer OJ here. Talk to you about the media. I don't trust the media because they had me figured out from the beginning.
No shit.
Let me see if I got this right.
I still get a pension even though I murdered two people and lost a court case for millions and millions of dollars?
Let me see if I got this right. Stab, slice, stab, slice. Let me see if I got this right. Ho, ha, ha, card, turn, parry, spin, dodge, thrust. Got it. That was gross. It sounded like you were fucking cracking sticks over there.
That might be a show title.
Cracking sticks.
It was an ass-ripping good time. I got a feeling... a bit of the PC out of me before too Jeff, I had to,
here, you need
Jeff,
my pocket knife.
Jeff, I had to pull up short. Yeah, I might had to.
Oh, did you shit your pants?
No.
Tell me if you did, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
Jeff, 100%. I would tell you.
Oh, I know.
I would get up and go check to verify it. But if I did, I would 100%. But we've had this discussion.
Trust but verify.
What? We've had this discussion. What constitutes a shit? Does it have to be a full-blown, like a squirt? Or like a couple drops? Because, listen, if it's a couple drops, we crossed that Rubicon a fucking decade ago.
No, I think it's got to be, you know. I don't know.
Okay. I mean,
yeah, you're right. If
it's,
yeah.
It can't just be ass matter. That can't be it.
No.
No, that's silly.
Ass matter.
Why would you even say that? That's crazy. It's crazy talk.
Yeah, it's probably got to be some squishy pieces.
Jeff just made.
Let it be known that Jeff made a squishy something.
God. Good Lord.
It's got to be tangible. It's got to be, you know.
Unlike the show.
Moldable.
Words, yes.
Moldable.
Malleable.
Malleable, thank you. Like Play-Doh with corn and peanuts.
What happened to that thing you had up on the door?
It's right behind you.
Oh, okay.
I just moved it because it was kind of drooping there. I tell you what, that Scotch tape has been up since 1989.
No shit,
that
huh?
Shit did good.
Man.
Yeah.
No, I would 100% tell you. I would absolutely tell you. Because we need to quit. This is the one gimmick we need to get away from.
What, shit in our pants?
Yeah.
Why?
Someone being the first to shit our pants.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
One of us is going to fucking pull up a cheek and think it's a fart and full-blown going to fucking at least fucking turtle one out. Even if it's taking a peek, if it turtles out and it leaves a fucking, you know, blot in your fucking underwear, then you shit your pants and you're finished.
Well, that's going to be the discussion. If it, you know, at what point does it cross the line from
when it touches your fucking underwear,
from ass matter to shitting your pants?
Well,
look, I mean, we've sat here and
why are we having this conversation?
Shut your mouth. We don't have anything else. It's a long afternoon. All right, shut up.
It's been a long afternoon.
When you are not going to sit there and tell me that in the 18 years we've been doing this, we both haven't ejected some form of ass matter. When does it cross the line to become shitting your pants?
When you have malleable shit in your drawers.
Here's the thing.
You got it?
I have the answer.
Do you?
And I can't believe it took us this long, but I have it. I have the definition.
Okay.
We'll know what happened when one of us makes the face. That's how we'll know.
Yeah.
That's how we'll know. Yeah.
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 You're right. I don't think you'll know. Yeah, because you're right. I'm sure a couple drops of, you know.
One of us will go.
Oh,
our mouth will make that perfect O. Our fucking eyes will get real wide. It'll be like that's when we know.
That's it. Show's over.
Yeah.
Get a picture of the.
I think when we go to Vegas for the 20th anniversary shows, we ought to endeavor to both shit our pants. No. I think Jeff liked that idea.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, I mean. You know.
Well. Don't tell fucking OJ that.
That's true.
Speaking of OJ, he's depressed about the media.
Hey, Twitter world. Yours truly here.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I got this right.
All right. Juice.
Don't trust Gravy. The media.
Right.
Don't trust our security agencies, FBI, CIA.
Correct.
Don't trust the Justice Department. Don't trust the executive office.
Right.
And don't know, man. Justice Department did you pretty good.
Our election procedures, our voting.
Right, right.
Isn't this what...
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You need some... It doesn't rattle. In that chair, like it did in this one.
I do miss that chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Putin? All my life.
I think Jeff is over there, Putin.
I Vladimir'd in my pants.
He's got, I mean, it's just when you're a dictator, the cult of personality that has to rise up around you. They've got snack foods. In Russia.
Really?
Buddy, it's fucking...
They got Putin on a Ritz?
I tried so hard to keep a straight face. Here's what I was going to do. I was going to go into ice cream.
Yeah, were you?
And like
yeah.
salty snacks. Then I was going to go to Putin on the Ritz.
Putin on the Ritz? Yeah.
You just stepped on it.
All right, good.
You're just...
Fuck you.
You're just, Jeff, I'm over here. I had to clench my... I had to clench what's left of my abdominal muscles to keep from laughing when I was trying to fucking deliver that hacky... That hacky garbage setup.
So I saved you from yourself.
Yeah.
I took the hit for you.
Where were you 18 years ago?
Jumped in front of the bullet.
I had the path, but Jeff wouldn't let me have it.
Nope. Not going to let you do that to yourself, champ.
The path to Putin on the Ritz.
Isn't this what CG?
You know, they have, in Canada also, they have various degrees of food and snack foods.
Sure, yeah, right. Yeah. Such as? Yes.
Well, there's, I mean, you know they have, so, I mean, obviously, you know, Canadian, I don't even know where I'm, oh.
Hang on, it's coming.
I don't have the setup. Here's the punchline.
Yeah.
Poutine on the Ritz.
I wish I'd have saved you from that one. You fucking hackneyed fucking.
I wish you would have too, frankly.
Get a bagel with a Vladimir, you know, schmear.
Vladishmear?
Vladish. Thank you for saving that one. A Vladishmear. God damn, that's really fucking good.
You had nothing. You had the exact opposite of what I just had. Yes. You had a setup and no punchline, and I gave you the punchline.
A Vladishmear.
We have fun on TGO Radio, man.
Yeah.
And Putin.
Yeah.
All my life, this would be called communist propaganda.
Communist?
Yeah.
And now we're doing it to ourselves. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Ingredients.
Well, thank you, Juice. Spree killer O.J. Simpson has...
That's his words of wisdom?
Yeah, man. He's, you know, he's not feeling great, frankly.
Do you follow his Twitter?
No. I have it bookmarked now. So we can periodically check in with the Juice here on the show. But you know what? Interestingly, Juice also had some, the gravy, also had some thoughts about Trump's indictment, which, you know.
He's familiar with indictments.
He knows all about it.
He knows all about it.
Spree killer O.J. Simpson has thoughts on the Trump classified document indictment, everybody.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly here.
Uh-huh.
Well, scrolling TV today, some things jump right out.
Yeah.
One is the Donald.
First thing is, he said he was scrolling TV.
Scrolling TV? How does that work?
Yeah. Some new...
Yeah. Scrolling TV, is that like knifing your wife? Is that similar?
Juice, is that code for knifing your wife and the waiter she was fucking?
Yeah. Documents and even admitting that... they weren't declassified. I don't know if it was bluster or not. All I know is that cannot help him.
No shit. Thanks.
Boy.
Deep
insight.
I mean, he's got...
From the gravy.
He ought to get a law degree.
No
shit. Cocksucker.
Wow.
Go take the bar.
He must have paid attention to Johnny Cochran.
I hope he walks into a bar. It's being swung by Goldman's father.
J. Simpson walks into a ball bat.
That's the joke. That's it. That's the joke.
That's it.
O.J. Simpson walks into a ball bat.
To fight. I don't know if it was bluster or
not. I mean,
he doesn't know if it was what?
Bluster.
Oh, bluster.
Yeah. Because, you know, Trump, it's just,
declassified. All I know is that cannot help him. I'm going to share some advice.
Some advice from the gravy.
Legal advice from the gravy. Yes.
All I know is that cannot help him. I'm going to share some advice that I got from some of the greatest legal minds of our generation, of my lifetime.
Pack a bag and run.
A handful of whom you still owe money to. I want you to get a go bag with $10,000 cash,
a
fake disguise...
And then drive slowly down the freeway.
Drive slowly with fucking your buddy AC. That fucking, that's another one. AC. Fucking Al Cowlings, yeah. Another one. I wanted him to blow his brains out in that driveway so bad at the end of that. God, I wanted him to fucking kill himself. Ugh.
Whatever happened to old Al Cowlings?
No idea.
Yeah?
I hope he's, wherever he is, I hope he's suffering eternally.
That I got from some of the greatest legal minds of our generation, of my lifetime. F. Lee Bailey, Alan Dershowitz, Johnny Cochran, Bob Shapiro, the great Barry Scheck, and Peter Neufeld. Malcolm Laverne here.
And all right, we got it. You got a lot of lawyers. Well, quit fucking, you know. Still alive, born in 47. 75, like my dad. Oh, he just had a birthday. Is it today? Is his birthday today?
Today is Al Cowling's birthday. Al Cowling's birthday.
June 16th?
Well, June 16th.
No shit.
Right there. 1947. Oh. 76 years old
no
today.
No kidding. Huh. Well, I hope he dies. Isn't that something?
You can what, really, that you hope he dies?
Yeah, that you can wish death on someone and really, really mean it. That fucking kind of enabling scumbag that he is.
Well, he had an acting career.
No. What's he been doing since, I don't know, 1993 or so?
Johnny Cochran, Bob Spiro.
All right, Juice.
The great Barry Scheck and Peter Neufeld. Malcolm Laverne.
All right.
In Vegas. The one thing they all told me and stressed to me.
Pay me enough and I'll get you off of this.
The fucking OJ, is it the Made in America documentary? One of his lawyers goes, yeah, we told him not to take his arthritis medicine. That's why the gloves didn't fit. It's like he fucking just says it. It's astonishing.
I can still see that motherfucker tugging on. I don't know. It doesn't fit. You can still see him like
because
he was yesterday.
Because he didn't take his arthritis medication and his hands swelled up. Sure. He couldn't get the gloves on.
Yeah.
They just fucking come right out and say that shit. It's fucking bananas. I'm not sure. I think it was either the Netflix one. I even forget now. It's been a few years, but I mean.
Here in Vegas, the one thing they all told me and stressed to me.
Don't stab your wife. Whatever you do, do not turn your wife into a Pez dispenser. I don't know if you heard me. I can't stress this enough. Juice. No matter what you do.
Problem is, he didn't know those people until after.
Don't smack her around when you're on a 911 call, when she's on a 911 call, and don't knife her throat. Put the ice cream back in the freezer so it's not sitting out. So they won't know. Well, if you don't know the O.J. Simpson case, I mean.
Yeah, no shit. You know what? I think it's about time to go back and kind of revisit some of that.
Whoa.
Go back, look at the timeline, oh, and was boy, fucking, everybody whoa. Was.
I can't tell you how badly I want him dead. I saw Bill Cosby trending yesterday, and I tweeted, Bill Cosby is trending not for the reason you hope. I want all these fuckers dead, man.
What was Cosby trending for yesterday?
I don't know. It was some random.
Vegas, the one thing they all told me and stressed to me.
Do not gut your wife. Do not cut her neck to her spinal column, Juice. Whatever you do. We all want to hit a woman. I get that, Juice, all right? You're a celebrity. You're rich. You can get away with it. Whatever you do.
The one thing they all told me and stressed to me.
Yeah.
Do not talk about the case publicly.
Oh.
Do not do interviews about the case. The Bakers threatened to quit.
Are those birds in that clip?
Yeah.
My point is.
Christ,
I don't,
okay.
What do you think? They got a
new I don't know. I thought they're outside the window there. I'm like, where the fuck do all these goddamn birds come from?
Well, you know, when you kill your wife.
The bluebirds of happiness just surround you always.
And the waiter she was fucking. When you kill them, yada, 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 you get to be in a warm climate all year round. There's some stuff in the middle I'm sure I'm missing, but that's what it is. Yeah.
Stressing this to them. If they're not, they should be fired and he should sue them. In any event, let's get to sports.
No, let's not, spree killer OJ. Let's not get to sports. Oh, he's got advice for Trump. Don't talk.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Trump could hire OJ to be his lawyer. Everybody else is turning him down.
Is that true? Is he having some trouble?
That's what I mean, I haven't seen it in a couple of days, but the people that defended him on that last one quit.
Oh, they did?
And, yeah.
I have the indictment printed out. I'm going to read it this weekend. But I hear it's extensive.
Good luck to you on that.
Mm-hmm. Only 50 pages or something. It's not that long. And it's legal, so it's all, you know, double spaced, and you know, it's
yeah,
you know.
Right. That's true.
Jeff Jared Fogle, noted kid fucker,
Subway guy, right,
and child porn lover.
Yes,
Jared Fogle. Yeah,
loves them footlongs.
Boy, does he!
Oh, yeah.
Will not be surprised to learn he's not really enjoying his time in jail too much.
Is he still in the joint?
It's not his thing.
No. What's the matter?
Sentenced to 15 years and 8 months in prison, he's been serving time ever since. However, a leaked letter has revealed exactly what life behind bars is like for Fogle, and it seems like he isn't having the best time.
Oh, that's too bad. Huh.
He apparently received an interview request a while ago that he turned down, but the New York Post has... You know, wait, he turned that down. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer accepted interview requests. I mean, you know, Jared can't... kids, have you seen them? They're fucking sexy, right? Like, you know, that's Jared talking.
Have you seen them? Have you seen this? They're sexy. Have you seen them?
Have you seen these sexy kids? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? These fuckable kids. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
You're fucking Jay Leno. It's spot on, man. I love it. Have you heard about this? God damn, that's funny.
Have you heard about the flames in my face? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Okay, sorry.
Flames on the side of my face.
That was audio of Leno.
Oh, sorry about that, Jay.
Have you heard about the flames in my face? Have you seen this?
How's the side of your face doing?
Have you heard about this? Have you seen it? Fogle writes he is currently healthier than he's ever been before.
Huh.
Despite the conditions.
Got all that healthy dick in his ass and the joint does.
Well, you know, I will tell you, he is the healthiest he's ever been, despite the constant forced sodomy and diaper wearing he has to do.
My colon's never been cleaner.
Literally, horribly, permanently prolapsed anus he has. From all the prison rape, I'm guessing.
Oh, we can only hope so.
We can only hope Jared is being raped constantly in jail. Just rape after rape. Quote, we don't have a lot of control over our daily lives in prison.
It's because you're in prison, Jared.
But working out is one of the things I can control, end quote. You know what we need is fucking kid fucker Jared to come out just jacked. He's just fucking, you know.
Fucking workout tapes.
He's just kid fucking, sweating to the kid fucking.
Jared Fogle's the new Beachbody guy.
Oh, yeah. kicking sand into the faces of 8-year-old little brothers at the beach.
Get out of here, you're too old.
Beat it, sexy.
Beat it, sexy.
I don't like boys. What am I, a priest? Beat it. What I'm looking at is your 12-year-old sister. Kick rocks. Oh, you have a sexy little boy ass. I'll give you that. The wrong hole there, buddy. We don't have a lot of control over our daily lives. He adds that he spends a lot of time watching football. Quote, I feel really good.
Drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel?
Physically. Mind. And mentally. He feels great. I realize I royally screwed up to wind up where I am. I was selfish and entitled. I think about all the people I've let down every single day, especially my family. What he doesn't say is he shouldn't have been fucking kids. He doesn't say that. He shouldn't have been looking for 15-year-old underage, you know, whores.
Right.
He doesn't say he shouldn't have been doing that. He says he let people down. But...
Well, because he's getting counsel from OJ. Never admit you're guilty.
I guess.
Never talk about the case.
All I can do is learn from my stupid mistakes. The earliest he can be released is 2029.
Oh, wow.
Quote, prison takes away so much, but I really miss these small things.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Like underage girls' feet. like walking barefoot on carpet, sleeping on a nice comfy mattress.
Sleeping on a nice comfy 8-year-old.
Yes. Eating with real silverware and having access to a microwave. And he adds parenthetically, I also miss fucking underage sex slaves. So that's, I mean, at least he's honest about that.
That's what you miss? A microwave? That's what you miss.
Yeah. So Jared is up against it at the slam.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah.
Good. Glad he's having a hard time.
Yeah.
Good. It's kind of why it's prison.
You know. Is that what it is?
Dearest Abigail, having a wonderful time here at the penitentiary. These strolls through the yard are divine, and my conversations with the other prisoners.
Yes.
Ooh.
I found a list of what Kim Kardashian's looking for in a man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is the... what's Kim looking for?
Well, I think...
Hang on, I'm sorry. Is she the one that was dating Kanye West, or is or what?
They were married, yeah.
They were married.
For a number of years.
But they're divorced now.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what's she looking for?
Oh, well, hang on. I'll find it.
You got it?
I didn't think you were interested.
Do you match up with her?
No, buddy.
No?
No. My cock is about 5 inches too short. Because what she wants is big black cock or a white guy with a black man's cock like Pete Davidson is what she wants. But that's not what she'll tell you. Kim Kardashian has a special, mysterious someone in her life. What?
Jesus. It's Jesus.
It's not Jesus.
Ah, come on.
Someone with a big cock. Guaranteed.
I mean, if you're Jesus, you can pretty much have any kind of cock you can think of.
You know what? I could have stepped on that, but I was going to let you keep going and just bury yourself in front. We made a man list, she said. Kim took out her phone and revealed what she's looking for in a partner. Number one, protect me. I think your $1 billion could fucking protect you.
I think you're okay there.
Number two, fight for me. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Number three, good hygiene.
I wash my ass.
When? Because
periodically.
Buddy, hadn't been lately.
Listen, when I can start smelling it, then I know it's time to wash. Okay. When I pick up the scent, and it's time to hit the showers.
I heard you.
That's bad because, you know, you never smell yourself stinking.
I don't know, man. You ever throw back the covers in the morning and be like, ooh.
Jesus.
My Christ. Ball bag is not a wonderland
who
right now.
Who fucking ordered all these Big Macs?
Oof. Who was sauteing onions in my bed last night while I slept?
Somebody was in here cooking fucking White Castles while I was sleeping.
Were they? Oh, and then you make the mistake of scratching your nuts, and it's like, duh, what are we doing here? Oh, it's just a filmy.
Gross. It's
the worst. She wants someone who's calm, Jeff. Calm? Number five, no mom or dad issues. Six, patient. Seven, supportive. Genuinely happy for me. Successful. Good teeth.
Good teeth.
Yeah.
All of them?
I got five good ones. The straighter the teeth, the hornier I'll get.
What?
Yeah. That's what she says.
Okay.
She loves good teeth. spontaneous fun. This bitch wants a man that doesn't fucking exist. My friends and family love him. Someone that can be a role model to my kids.
She wants a gay guy.
She does want a... You're right. She'd be a great fag hag. I bet she's a great fag hag. Oh, wouldn't she be the best fag hag? Taller than me. Someone that loves to work out. A motivated person. This bitch is fucking... Yeah, this guy doesn't exist. No balding.
Balding.
Yeah, Jeff. I'm out. But then I don't know if I'm also in love. I'll rub your bald head.
What?
I got a bald head. You can fucking rub, you Armenian slob.
Yeah, right. Right after you throw back those covers in the morning.
Ooh, buddy. I mean, that's happened. That's happened, right? Where you throw the blankets back and be like, "Whoa, who in the fuck?" Oh. How did a Wendy's employee get in here and saute these onions overnight? Jeff so much didn't want to laugh at that. He was thrashing his head back and forth like a cat that was spazzing out on him. He did not want to face that joke. Blah. Oof.
It's like 20 degrees warmer under the blanket.
And don't forget to take a shower one day, especially if you're fat, because you'll have that. You'll throw back that blanket in the morning and hear it squishing when you move your legs. It's the worst.
It all started with a mother wanting her daughter to learn English, but now the mother-daughter duo are facing charges.
Well, that's it.
She wanted what? Her daughter?
Her daughter to learn
to
English.
To learn English.
Yep.
Okay.
Just like a real birth certificate on its face.
Sheriff Champagne says 46-year-old Marta Serrano Alvarado and her daughter, 28-year-old Marta Yesenia Gutierrez Serrano.
What?
Jesus, slow the fuck down, lady.
Speaking of things that Wendy's makes, that's on their salad. They got a salad that's that.
It's on that secret menu.
Mm.
The copy of which looked just like a real birth certificate on its face.
Sheriff Champagne says 46-year-old Marta Serrano Alvarado and her daughter, 28-year-old Marta Yesenia Gutierrez Serrano, were arrested.
Bless your heart.
Boy, they had to call in the Hispanic reporter for this one. Them white people would have stumbled
all
over that
fucking
shit.
How do we say these garbage third world names? Jose?
Can we just call him Jose 1 and Jose 2?
After you clean my desk, can you help me out with this? After you vacuum my carpets.
I'm foreigner 1 and foreigner 2.
I don't know how to... Will someone please find me the token Mexican we got around here?
The best one, though, is foreigner 4. That's what with Jukebox Zero.
Boy, I mean, you... he's applauding.
Oh, I'm fucking cracking myself up
he's
today.
He's applauding himself, ladies and gentlemen. That's how pleased he is with his life right now. Foreigner 4. You'd have had it been there. That album was enormous.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I got that on vinyl.
Do you?
I think so.
Forty-six-year-old Marta Serrano Alvarado and her daughter, 28-year-old Marta Yesenia Gutierrez Serrano, were arrested for falsifying a birth certificate from Honduras that listed the 28-year-old as 17 and enrolling her to Honduras.
So she was 28, and they passed her off as 17.
How'd they know it was fake? Was it wrote on like a banana leaf or something?
They found that one with Obama's, too. That was the single
wrote out
most
on a piece of driftwood.
The fucking Obama's birth certificate, man. You remember that? That's like the good old days now. You know?
Yeah.
were arrested for falsifying a birth certificate from Honduras that listed the 28-year-old as 17.
Fucking palm leaf or whatever the fuck it was.
Banana.
Teen. And enrolling her to Hanville High School, all in an attempt to learn English.
Whether you're a U.S. citizen.
So she's 28. They enrolled her into a school. So say she was 17. So she could learn English.
Learn the English.
And she got away with it for a year. She was a student for a year.
Hanville High School, all in an attempt.
And I hope she fucked three dozen teenage boys. Just taught them all fucking lessons. Just threw pussy at. I mean, that's the story. That's the story. You give a fuck about her struggle to rise above her caste or social. How many boys did you fuck? That's what I want to know. That's the story.
She was what, 28?
28.
Yeah.
And she passed as 17. No one went, man, for 17, this chick looks tired. No one thought that?
Obviously. Year-old at 17. And enrolling her to Hanville High School.
When I was 17, it was a very good
school, all in an attempt to learn English.
Whether you're a U.S. citizen, a foreign national.
There's not an easier fucking way than committing, you know, document fraud and fucking underage boys? Almost certainly. Oh.
Download an app. Jesus Christ. There's all kinds of apps that'll teach you fucking foreign languages.
Yeah, really. I thought Obama gave them all cell phones anyways. Yeah. Don't they have fucking phones? I think that Obama phone thing was actually a Bush era program, but he somehow ended up, because you know how the fucking right, you know, like the far right, you know, fucking Obama phones, and it just
give
stuck.
Me the fucking phones.
Yeah, it just stuck.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, to be fair, there was also a lot of gives me that in the old fucking Obama era. You know, like who's going to pay for these bills?
Remember the cash?
Who's going to pay for these kids? Who's going to pay my mortgage?
Remember the cash for clunkers?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Whether you're a U.S. citizen, a foreign national, some type of immigrant, no matter what status, students are entitled to enroll in our public school system, and we have to provide them with an education. And inquiring about their immigration
all
status.
All right, fucking Bernie Sanders, we got it.
Not done.
Serrano, who was enrolled at Hanville as a ninth grader, we learned had just moved.
A ninth grader? A 17-year-old ninth grader? Used her
28-year-old ninth grader.
Fucking used her driver's license as a straight edge, this fucking trick. Jesus. That's another thing they can't wait to pass out to him, is fucking driver's licenses.
Processed by a U.S. agent. She attended school at Hanville for a year.
She was not a disciplinary problem. She violated no laws in the community that we had to deal with her. As far as we know, she did nothing inappropriate at all.
As far as we know. Yeah, I'll wait for the court case. I'll be studying those transcripts like the fucking Zapruder film. I'm waiting for evidence that she fucked boys. Period. That's all I want.
The information we got about the reason for her doing this was simple. She wanted to learn English.
St. Charles Parish School is now reassessing how it certifies enrollment.
Yeah.
Is it now?
Auditing current documents.
As a result of this discovery, uh-huh, we are conducting an audit of enrollment documents for students currently enrolled.
We heard you. The reporter just said that.
Did you know that they're now studying how they enroll students? Did you hear that part?
You're talking about the process, the onboarding process? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I did.
They're looking into that, no, in case you missed it.
Oh, finally. They couldn't look into it a year and a half ago. They just, anyone off the fucking boat can just skip into your fucking high school with your fig leaf fucking birth certificate? Is that what's going on at this godforsaken school?
God, I wrote on the back of a fucking gum wrapper.
God damn it.
I was born in the U.S.
Fucking lefty. They'll fucking trust anyone, these lefty scumbags. What are you doing? I believe her. Sure, she's got crow's feet and subscribes to the fucking AARP magazine, but I think she's...
Goes into the cafeteria and asks for the fucking senior discount. Yeah,
she's asking for a... She wants a... Sure, she walks into the cafeteria and asks for a, you know, chili and a senior coffee, but listen.
Chili and a senior...
I'd like a hash brown and a senior coffee, please. What?
What? You're a freshman, not a senior. Get
Trisha's got orthopedic shoes that correct the way she walks them. A walker with tennis balls on the back, but sure, but.
That seventh and eighth grade were rough, man.
We never noticed. There were no signs. No, buddy. No. Fuck no.
Not even from the get-go, man. That fucking banana leaf fucking birth certificate. Yeah. Didn't think nothing of it.
Yeah.
We see those from Honduras all the time.
Yeah, why don't you quit taking a rumor as a birth certificate? What are you doing in that school? 28 years old. I mean, we can laugh about it. Let's be serious for a moment here on TG.
Really?
No, let's not. Fuck this stupid story.
Discovery, we are conducting an audit of enrollment documents for students currently enrolled in
I see.
We are reviewing students.
Well, why don't you start with the kids who get up at 2 a.m. to fucking, you know, pick strawberries before they come to class at fucking 8.
And we will make enhancements based upon that review.
Uh-huh.
See, it's fixed. There you go. Good.
Problem solved.
They're on it.
Oh, good. A story about a guy fucking a tree.
What?
Yeah, baby.
What?
Yeah, see how you find it. You got a picture of him.
Hard maple. Yeah. Naughty pine. I got no more.
Ask if there was another.
I got no more.
Okay. A naked man was arrested for allegedly kissing.
Love it when stories start like this.
A naked man.
Naked man was arrested
for allegedly kissing, caressing, and having passionate sex with a tree at a popular public park.
No, of course.
Or even a poplar public park.
Poplar public park. Yeah. Boy.
Ooh, I tell you.
The depths this show has sunk to today.
The hackery knows no fucking limits today.
Boy, after that makeout session, that was the most poplar tree in the whole fucking forest.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was. Fucking whore. I heard you gave it to anybody, though. That's what I heard about that tree.
Trees. Hey, I got it. Trees. Hey, that. Look at me. Trees. Would you?
No, buddy. No.
Would you? What? God, fuck you.
I fucked a couple of girls that may as well have been trees.
But would you?
That may also be a show title. Wooddya. Oh. Horrifying onlookers and baffling police.
Yeah?
Yeah. The nature lover.
No kidding. Wink.
Wink. Wink, wink, wink. See, because he was fucking a tree.
Yeah?
And a tree is in nature. So they call him a nature lover. If you were unable to get past that clever subterfuge in this article, that's what they were going for. Caught on camera.
Ooh.
Peeling off his clothes.
Did we have an age on this cat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Oh, no.
And rubbing his body against the stump.
The stump. So it was a felled tree.
Yes.
What?
I was just walking in the park one day. God damn it. 81-year-olds are all about this story. They fucking love that song.
Saturday in the park. I think I'll go fuck a tree.
Doesn't even rhyme.
I don't care. At this point, I don't care.
That's a great song. And Another Park, Another Sunday by the Doobie Brothers is a fucking no, that's not Another Park, Another Sunday. It's another what? Another Sunday.
Yeah.
What is it called?
I thought it was Another Park.
Another something, Another Sunday. I think it's, I'm almost certain I've got that wrong.
Another tree fucking, Another Sunday?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Walking in the park with one of my mates when we saw a man hugging a tree and thought it was interesting.
Really?
We walked closer, and as we did, we saw his pants down.
Did he have wood? Yeah, fuck it, it's the theme today.
I'm so tired. I started recording and he just started taking off all of his clothes and kissing the tree. After I stopped recording, because how hard can you get? You know, before it becomes a problem. The police turned up and started following the man around, then arrested him.
No, wait. Let's see where he goes with this. There's a flower bed over there. I want to see what happens next.
Police said the 40-something man.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Aren't you glad we got past our 40s without, an incident like that happening?
Well, we were certain that I would get arrested some degenerate sexual thing in my 40s. We were convinced of it.
Yep.
Remember I had an STD scare in my 40s? You remember we'd had that on the show?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Yeah. This girl I'd fucked, she ended up with a kidney or some infection. But at first she thought it was an STD. So she went. Yeah. You remember? I was like 44 or whatever, 43. Imagine being that age and having to have that thought, Fucking trollop. She was a squirter, too, and didn't tell me. All squirters are fucking scumbags.
Gross.
Yeah, they can't help it. They can't help it.
You take a piss first.
Pussy. Guy who misses the point. Jeff Durant, ladies and gentlemen. Pussy was pretty good. Longtime award-winning professor at Penn State is facing charges after he was allegedly caught exposing himself, kind of staying on theme here on TGO Radio, and performing lewd acts. Anyone for the punchline? Anyone? Anyone? Doug? Jeff? Anyone? With a dog at Roth Rock State Forest. That was Fred Flintstone's favorite park, favorite forest.
Roth Rock, huh?
Roth Rock. In Huntington County. This is in Pennsylvania.
He's just following in that grand Penn State tradition then.
That's great.
Right?
I wish I'd thought of that.
I mean, you can't really blame the guy. I mean, look at all the past,
people looked the other way for years on that situation. Fucking Jerry Sandusky, right? The takeaway from today's episode is we need a good kid fucking scandal to pop up right now. That's what this country needs to unify us finally. Because no one stood up for Jerry Sandusky. What we need is a kid fucking scandal to unify us as a country.
Don't give our listener any ideas.
Our listener. I heard about it on this podcast. I listened to it. Next thing you know, we're famous for all the wrong fucking reasons. Yeah, they'll be just that clip will be fucking MSNBC, Fox. They'll all be playing it. You know what we need is a good kid fucking scandal. Ah, Jesus Christ. What'd you say that for? I didn't mean it. It's a joke.
Yeah, there are no jokes anymore.
And I got to go on Fox and they'll, then I have to explain it. Yeah. And then it's a fucking, that's a whole thing then. By that point, it's a whole thing. Sheesh. He's just not Tucker Carlson, at least,
You following his Twitter?
No, but are you out of your fucking mind? Why would I watch that? I didn't watch it when he was on.
Right.
I mean, I haven't had cable for several years. I got away from cable because I don't watch enough TV. Now, I'll pay for every streaming service under, God's green graces or whatever, but apparently I couldn't pay for cable, so that was just too much to ask for. But yeah. He's fucking his dog. Themis Matsukoukas.
Excuse me?
64. I had one on my palm once. I had to have it lanced off.
Did you?
Yeah. 64.
Ooh.
Yeah. So this guy is easily in his fifth decade fucking dogs. Straight up. Right?
Yeah, it might have been something that developed later.
Was charged with open lewdness, decent exposure, sexual intercourse with an animal. Ew. Well, if that's a crime, because I've laid waste to some beasts in my life.
That's what they call it, bestiality.
Oh, man. Woo.
Sex with an animal.
Oh, man. Woo. I mean, that girl that
Is that the one that almost give you the nail?
Oh, I mean, sometimes, Jeff, you take pussy where you can find it. Pussy was great. I can tell you that. The pussy was, and it would have had to be, because she was a beast. And so that's the thing, right? Like, you talk to a girl and you go, "Oh, this pig is, ought to be getting bacon off the side of her." You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, she's a fucking pig, this girl. But if half the shit she's telling me is true, then I got to take that shot. You know, I got to try it. You know? And, she threw it at you. Because pigs don't.
Threw it right at you.
I mean, pigs aren't, you know, no one's trying to fuck a pig. See, that's the big secret. That's the big takeaway from today's show is fuck an ugly girl, because they'll throw pussy at you. You know?
I'm just getting this visual of, you know, like somebody cleaning the shower drain and then just chucking it at you. Big hairy glob coming at you.
Well, I tell you, the hairy glob.
That could be the show title.
I mean, you know, listen, I would not have you speak ill of the hairy glob. She has a name.
Harry Glob, I think I owe that guy money.
<Do you?
laughs> I think I do.
Fuck this dumb show. Harry Glob.
Fucking Harry Glob.
Oh, yeah. Boy, another fucking Harry Glob. Yeah. Right at it again.
Yep. I haven't seen that cat for a while.
You haven't, huh?
No.
Weird.
Hey, that static ain't been bad.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't since I moved the phone over.
Light.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bring your phone back over.
All right.
Bring your phone back over. Let's see what
happens. I heard you.
Hey, why don't you set your phone on the desk?
All right. Let's see.
The whole thing blows.
I fucking wish. Let's see. Checking emails. Experian. Are they a real thing even? I got a push notification from Pizza Hut, which means I have their app on my phone like a true fat man. It's on my phone. Man.
I hate that, man. I put an app on my phone. Most apps, the first thing I do is I go turn off notifications. I put the app on my phone. If I want to interact with it, I will.
Yeah.
Don't fucking yell at me.
Uh-huh. I get the DuckDuckGo thing, too, where it blocks the tracking things on your apps as well.
I think I have that.
So what are the takeaways from today's show? What have we learned? Get the DuckDuckGo thing to block the trackers on your apps.
Don't talk about the case.
Don't talk about the case.
Nope.
We need a good underage sex scandal.
Shut up. Don't say that again.
Don't be afraid to throw cock at pigs. Not actual pigs, but like pig women. Pig women. What else? And then what was the last thing? Squirters are scumbags.
Did that guy get any splinters in his dick from fucking that tree?
If If you don't come from fucking a tree, what's the goddamn point?
That'd be a rough fuck.
That's
right
gotta
there.
Be. That's got. It's gotta be meth.
There it is.
What? I motherfucker.
There it is.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
I did.
Yeah.
That's fucking.
I cannot believe it's your fucking phone. Unfucking real.
It's unbelievable.
No. Bring it back. Leave it here. Let's see if it starts, because it was coming pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, until, you know, you hit 45.
I tell you what, Kylie left, and my fucking loads went from, you know, arcing ropes of jism, hitting chins, which is a phrase I think Bill Hicks used once, to fucking 3-drop loads, man. I mean, it was brutal.
1, 2, 3.
I've almost did it. All right.
I cannot believe that's your fucking phone.
It's
why now? You've always had your phone here at the desk.
It didn't start till last year. It was this year, but at the South Studio.
Place. Yeah.
The South Studio. It's way south of here. Come on. Uh-huh. That's wild.
That was weird.
That's wild.
That's fucking crazy.
All right. Well, this has been going on for way too long. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And she was right. If I was in better physical condition, I probably would have come long before now. Just fucking wear myself out and I give up. That happened a few times. It's like, I can't do this anymore. Stick it in your mouth, you pig. We're going to go. And we'll see you next week on TGO Radio. Actually, next week is a video store.
Oh, right on.
So Help Me Todd, which we recorded back in March. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over?